Ladies and gentlemen, Dallas Snyder.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As usual, I have good news for you. There is no such thing as separation. We are not separate from this thing that we call God. We are not separate from this power. We are one with it. That is why we are able to say, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. God is working in, as, and through us all the time. God is all there is. Therefore, we have to be some part of that. So, in your thinking, if you're thinking of separation, if you're thinking you're not one with this power, please correct that. That is an error. And it is a falsehood. And it is complete twaddle that many religious organizations like to perpetuate. But it is not true. There is only one power in the universe, and we have to be one with that power. It is the only thing. There is only the life of God. There is only the intelligence of God going on in the universe. There is nothing else. So we have to be some part of that. So there is no separation. Now that is on the large scale that there is no separation. As we bring that down to our own selves, what does it mean that there is no separation? There is no separation from your beliefs and what is happening in your life. They are one and the same thing. You have often heard me say, you are your money. You are your money. That means your consciousness. What you have in your mind about money is what you see in your world. There is no separation between what you think, what your beliefs are, what your attitudes are, what your opinions and viewpoints are. There is no separation with those and what's going on in your life. They are one and the same thing. They are one and the same thing. On this plane of action, you have heard me say, there is no such thing as causation. Everything that you see on this plane of action is an effect. And effects cannot cause anything. One effect cannot cause something. Or two effects cannot cause something. So, causation happens with your thinking, with your beliefs. And then it outpictures itself in this world that we live in. But you are not separated from that. So if you look around and you see your reality is not what you want, the only way that you can change that is by changing your thinking about it, by changing your thinking about yourself, and realize that there is no separation. If there was a separation between what you think and what you see, you would go crazy. Because you would think one thing and something else would appear. Or something else would be out there. That would drive you absolutely crazy. So when you say you can't do something, you can't do it. When you say you can do something, you can do it. When you say I have money, you have money. When you say you don't have money, you don't have money. You are not separate from what you are saying. You have to watch your language. You have to watch your words. Because words structure thought, and thought creates your reality. But there is no separation. That's why two people see things differently. Because there's no separation in it. There's no separation. So if you're not getting what you want, it's not because the world is causing that. There is no causation in the world. The stock market can cause nothing. The stock market can cause nothing. We would like to think that it causes the economic situation, but it doesn't. economic situations are caused by what we are thinking. And when we lose confidence in the market goes down. When we have confidence in the market goes up. Can you see that there's no separation there? If you thought that the stock market, if you had confidence in the stock market and it went down, there would be separation. But when you have confidence in it, it always goes up. And that's all the stock market is ever doing. All the world that you see as is a reflection of our consciousness. And we can change our consciousness. Therefore, we can change what's going on in front of us. But there is no separation. Think of that. So when you want to think about something, you always have to think, what? Money's always freely circulating in my life, and I always have a divine surplus. These are the thoughts you have to put through your own head. So that you can make them a reality, because you're not going to be separated from that. I am always in good health. My health improves daily. And then your health improves daily. But if you listen to the world, it's not going to do that. But you are not separated from your thinking. It's one and the same thing. So think of that. There is no separation in this universe. There is no separation. We are not separated from God. And we are not separated from what we are thinking, what we are believing, what our attitudes and opinions and viewpoints are. We are the ones who are making that up. And we can change any of those things. The mind doesn't like to do it, but it can be done. Because we are taught to have a good opinion about something and stick to that opinion means that you are a very solid person. It also means you're stupid. That's all there is to it. You can change your opinions. It's our opinions, and it's the position we take on something that causes all the trouble in our life. It's our opinions and our positions which cause all suffering in our life. And once we change those, the suffering goes away. But there is no separation. No separation. So think of that, not only with God, but in your own life. And see, I'm not separated from what I'm thinking. I am my money. I am my health. I am my relationship. I am my job. And then you start to think differently. And you'll bring into your life what you want. What you want. But anything on the outside of life, the stock market, inflation, whatever's going on out there, does not cause anything. Your thinking causes it all. And you can change your thinking. And what we do in this world is we start to think and we collect people around us so that everyone starts to think the same thing. Then that's called collective consciousness. And collective consciousness takes over and everyone says, well, everyone's thinking this way, so it must be right. Just because everyone's thinking that way does not make it right. Does not make it right. Numbers never make anything right. You have to do it for yourself. So, that is the good news for tonight. Tom brought this in, and I think it's absolutely wonderful, so I'm going to read it. I am available for more good than I have ever experienced, realized, or imagined before in my life. Isn't that wonderful? I am available for more good than I have ever experienced, realized, or imagined before in my life. This is a wonderful affirmation for everyone to use to stretch your consciousness, to stretch your prosperity consciousness. Because here it says, I am available for more good. And then you make yourself available for that good. You see, we all want more, but sometimes we don't make ourselves available for it. Or we don't stretch our consciousness so that we can contain that. So that we can contain that. That is all this teaching is about, and what life is about, is learning to stretch your consciousness so that you can contain the things that you want. So that you can make yourself available for those things. If you think that you'll never be a millionaire, you will never be a millionaire because you have not made yourself available for that. Making yourself available means getting a better picture of yourself. It means learning to love yourself more, knowing that you're worthy, deserving, and totally lovable. And it also means that you matter. That you matter. So with that, let's do our dance. Oh, you haven't been here, Bill? Oh, we're going crazy. Okay. I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. I matter. I matter. I really, really matter. Very good. Please do this every day for the people that weren't here at the first of March. We have decided, we've made a challenge for ourselves, that we are going to do I Matter every day and the lovable, deserving, and worthy for the next 30 days so that we can actually change what's going on in us and bring things into our life. It's time to do that for everybody. These classes are wonderful. I love teaching these classes. But I want all everybody to be able to do this and leave the class and go out into the world. You don't want to stay here for 30 years in this class. I'll be 94 years old. I may not be able to do it. I'll be on a yacht somewhere. But try this. It sounds very silly and it sounds very simplistic, but it absolutely works. And what were you telling me earlier what you did with I Matter?
I was telling you that I heard it in my apartment building. It was loud accidentally.
And who was doing it?
Stephanie.
She heard somebody doing it. Ah, okay. So, yes, please do this for your own self. You know, it's time. Try it. You know, they say it takes 21 days to change a habit. Now we're going to give ourselves 30 days to change a habit and to really embed this so into our being, into every fiber of our being, that we cannot let anyone tell us differently. And if you have that solid foundation and you go out into the world, can you imagine how good you could feel all the time? That no one could tell you differently, that you absolutely matter. And then things will start to come into your life. We don't get many things in our life because we think, oh, well, I don't matter enough. That person's better than I am. They matter a little bit more, so they get more. Know that everyone matters. This thing that we call God does not show favorites. Absolutely does not show favorites. What God can do for others, God can do for you. And we see this everywhere. And last Monday, after the Academy Awards, which I did not see, but I heard stories. And apparently there were three examples on the Oscars. And it was all this teaching. One was with Ellen, who said she always wanted to be the host of this show, always saw herself doing it, and lo and behold, she's doing it. We had the young lady from Green Girls. No, we had Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker said he always wanted to be an actor and saw himself being an actor when he was a small kid in Texas and yada, yada. Now he's standing up there and he's an actor. The young lady from Green Girls said, if I would have won the American Idol, I wouldn't have this Oscar today. Because she'd have been so involved with that that she wouldn't have this. What does that tell you? God's always taking you from your good to your greater good. So when you lose one thing, instead of getting all upset about that, know that the better thing is on its way. That it's always going to happen. Three examples. Isn't that wonderful? This teaching works, but you have to work it. You have to do it yourself. So, do it, okay? Race mind alert. I was having lunch the other day, and I heard a young man at the counter talking to the waiter, and he was couldn't hear all of it, but what he said to the waiter was, well, that's the way it always is. You know, you get so far and you just get knocked right back down again. There's no use. That's just the way life is. Total, total race mind. Now, he is not separate from what he just said. He is not separated from that. So that's what his life is doing. And that's the reality he's living in. That you get knocked down. And that's the way life is. That is not the way life is. That's the way his life is. It's not the way life is. It's the way his life is. So you have to make up your mind, how do you want to be alone? You don't want it to be that way. No. So, what are you thinking? What kind of life do you want? You have to know that the world may do that. But the universe and this thing we call God does not do that. And that the universe and God always supports you. And here again, when I say the universe and God, they're one and the same. There's no separation. God is the universe. And the universe is God. So, no separation ever. So you'll hear different race mind things constantly. People just throw them out there. And they live those. You have to live in that. If you say that, then you're living in that. So watch what you're saying to yourself. Always say good things to yourself. You know, there are enough people around who are going to say bad things about you. Why would you want to say bad things about yourself? You know. I always say good things about myself. That's the one time thing I know how to do, you know. I think it's wonderful. I said, oh, you're all right, Dallas. No one else is saying that to me. So I do it for myself. You see, after a while, we have to raise ourselves. We just have to forget the past and anything that happened. And we have to give up what the world tells us. That this is happening because yada, 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 whatever. Or this was the way you were raised. You know, the other day, a realization came to me. And I said to myself, well, now I'm just sick and tired of hearing that as an excuse. People blaming something on their parents. My parents caused me to do this. You know, that's the world telling you that. They may have done all kinds of crazy things to you. You don't have to believe them. You don't have to stay with it. And you can change your mind about that. You're old enough now not to blame your parents for anything. It's a wonderful freedom when you realize, oh my goodness, they were just crazy, you see. That's it. You know, never take anything your parents did to you personally. They would have done it to anybody. They didn't know any different. But stop using these little excuses that we have. Or with your money and so forth. My parents didn't make that much money, so I guess I won't make that much money. It has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with your thinking. How are you thinking about yourself? And are you stretching your prosperity consciousness all the time? And you stretch your prosperity consciousness by knowing that you're worthy, deserving, and totally lovable, and that you matter. This is the way you stretch your consciousness. And then you see yourself living differently, having the things that you want, if that's what you want. But you have to see yourself doing it, and you have to start building on that. And it will come that way. Stretching your prosperity consciousness is easy. It takes some time, but it's an easy process. You have to use the thing with a car. You can't go right out and get the Rolls Royce, but you can get the Chevy and then the Ford and then the Lincoln, then the Mercedes, the Jaguar, and then finally the Rolls Royce. Because you're building a consciousness up to those points. But when you're in your first car, the Chevy, you have to treat it like a Rolls Royce. You always have to treat things the way you want them to be. So if you want a Rolls Royce, you have to treat your car now like a Rolls Royce. What does that mean? That means servicing it regularly. I was going to say bathing it. Washing it. You have to take care of what you have. And as soon as you do that and have respect for it, the next thing comes. But if you treat it like a junk heap, it will remain a junk heap, and you'll keep that. You won't move up in consciousness. It just doesn't happen because you're not used to it. You get used to driving a junk heap. And you say, this is as far as I can go. This is what I've accepted for myself. Now, it's all right to have a junk heap. It's all right to do that. But you have to treat the junk heap like the Mercedes. You have to treat it like that. That's the whole idea of feeling and warmth of feeling. And you start to appreciate what you have. And that thing grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. Works every time for everything. I once had a studio apartment. I fixed that studio apartment up. I loved that studio apartment. And in no time flat, I had a two-bedroom apartment. But you have to love where you are, and you have to fix up where you are. Instead of saying, I live in a little studio apartment, I'm not going to do anything about it till I get the two-bedroom. You probably will never get the two-bedroom because you have to always live at the level of your demonstration. You must learn to live at the level of your demonstration. What does that mean? That means if you have a junk heap, you must live at the level of a Rolls Royce. And you must treat the junk heap like a Rolls Royce. You don't wait till you have the Rolls Royce and then think that you're going to be able to take care of it. That is why people who get a great deal of money all at once cannot keep the money because they have never stretched their consciousness to that level. So always stretch your consciousness to the level of your demonstration. That does not mean that you run out and spend money and stuff that you don't have. That means you learn to take care of what you have, and things will happen. You have to sit and love what you have, and you have to sit in gratitude for what you have. The more you sit in gratitude for what you have, the more you are going to get. But what do? We sit around and complain about what we don't have, and how things could be better, and how things should be better. That will get you absolutely nowhere. It has no effect on the law of cause and effect whatsoever, or the law of attraction. It keeps you exactly where you are. It keeps you exactly where you are. So you learn to live at the level of your demonstration. And you see your demonstration. And you act your demonstration. So, it's a wonderful thing. And it works every time. Try it. Along with I matter. Sit in gratitude. Be thankful for everything that you have. Be thankful for everything that you have. And some people will say, well, some of the things I don't like. Then don't be thankful for them. Ignore those. You know, things grow because you focus on them. And if you don't want it, don't focus on it. But we focus on what we don't want all the time. Because we say, well, I don't have this yet, and I don't have that yet, and I want this, and I want that, da-da-da-da-da-da. You're putting your focus in the wrong place. Always put your focus on what you already have. And what you already have will start to grow. It just happens that way. It will start to grow. And it grows because of gratitude and because of loving where you are and what you have. So you learn to do that for yourself. And people say, well, sometimes that's not easy. I didn't say it was easy, but I did say that it could be done. And if you want to change your life and change things, do it. Give it a try. Even though it does not make sense sometimes, you have to give it a try. The things that I talk about, I've tried them all. So I know that they work. So I'm not up here telling you something that doesn't work. It works every time. And you will see all the difference in yourself and in the world. What it will do for you is it will get rid of the anxiety, of the worry, and of the fear. It will get rid of that. Fear is separation. You see, there can be no such thing as fear, because there's only God. So if you're in fear, you're in separation. Anytime you're not getting anything that you want or what you want, and your life isn't working correctly, I can tell you right away, it's because you're in separation. You have separated yourself from God, or from this power, or you've separated yourself from the law of attraction. You've separated yourself from it. Every time, that is the problem. Remember, this teaching is very simple. If you're having a problem, there's only ever one problem that you're having, and it's a God problem. It's not a money problem, it's not a relationship problem, it's not a job problem, it's not a health problem. It's always a God problem. Always. And you're not separated from God. You're not separate from that. So don't let your mind talk you into that separation. When it starts to do that, remind it, hey. We're not going there. I know perfectly well there's no such thing as separation. Why are you throwing this all up in my face? You have to talk to your mind. You have to see what's going on up there and change it instead of buying into it.
With regards to fear and the law of attraction, if you're going, I'm in a state of fear, I want to be fearless. If I'm thinking fearless, I'm still thinking fear and I'm attracting
yes.
fear to my consciousness.
Yes.
What is the opposite of fear that
love.
I want to concentrate on?
Love.
Right.
Love.
Right. I have love. I am love.
There's only ever one problem, a God problem, and God is love. And you've heard that so many times in your life, haven't you? Love is the answer to everything. Love is always the answer to everything. Meaning God is always the answer to everything. Always. There is no such thing as fear. It is not a reality. It is not a reality. You cannot see fear. You cannot do it. It has no life of its own. The only life it has is the life that you're breathing into it. When you take your focus off of it, it has to go back to the nothingness from whence it came. But as long as you focus on it, it lives and dwells among us. Don't allow it to do that.
Is
go.
It like ego?
Is it like ego? Oh, yes. Yes. It is. Exactly. Don't allow your mind to do that to you. Remember, you are not your mind. Your mind is yours. Learn to use your mind correctly. Learn to tame your mind. Remember, the whole idea of this teaching is to learn to think the thoughts that you want to think and feel the feelings that you want to feel instead of allowing random things to come into your life all the time which have no sense whatsoever, but they enter our mind and we start to entertain them. Don't entertain those thoughts. Think of it as your mind is your home, and the things that your mind tells you, would you let that into your home if that was a person? Wouldn't you ask the person to leave? I'm sorry. Please leave. But yet, we get an ugly thought in our mind. We just play with it all day long. Instead of saying, get out of here, you're not welcome. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. Okay? With that, let's do a spiritual mind treatment. Just a form of prayer. I know perfectly well that I am one. I am one with everything in the universe. Therefore, I am one with all the prosperity and abundance in the universe. And I allow that prosperity and abundance to show up in my life. I make myself available for that. I open my thinking so that every channel in the universe is open for me to receive. And along with that prosperity and abundance comes the money. And I allow money to come to me freely, effortlessly. And it is absolutely wonderful. Money is always circulating in my life. And I allow that to be so. And so it is. We'll talk about money a minute. There's always a fear around money. There's always a fear around money. You're afraid that you don't have enough money, and you get enough money, and you're afraid you have too much money because now something is going to happen. Somebody's going to take it from you. You're going to have to pay taxes on it. There's always fear around money. Get rid of that idea of fear. Money has no power whatsoever. Money has no value whatsoever. The only power that it has, the only value that it has, is the value you put on it. Is the value you put on it. That's it. So think of that. We're the one. We are the ones that are doing this. When I was a child, it cost 25 cents to get my hair cut. Now it costs $35. Same hair. My hair hasn't changed. So why now does it cost more? Because we agree to those things. Money has no value. Money has no value. The people in real estate should know that. Most prices are made up, are they not? Yes. They're made up. We decide, oh, that's worth $500,000. Everyone says, oh, worth $500,000. Things are only worth what people will pay for them. Things are only worth what people will pay for them. They have no value. Money has no value. Stop thinking that money is this great big thing. It is not a big thing. As soon as you stop thinking that it's so big and it's so difficult to get and it's so hard to get and you don't understand money and yada, 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 all the stuff that goes through your head, give that up. Give it up. And say, money is a wonderful thing and I need money. Money is freedom. And look at it that way. Look at it that way. And money then will start doing that for you. But when you think, oh, it's so hard, or you think that $1 million is so much money. When I was a child, $1 million, if you had $1 million, you were set for life. Now $1 million won't get you around the corner sometimes. It's all subjective. It has no value. No value whatsoever. So stop thinking that it has so much power. The only thing that has power on this plane of action is you. And it's me. You're the one who has the power. Nothing on the outside of your life has any power. So start using your power and draw the money to you. You're the one who has the power. It doesn't have any power, so it has to come to you. But we think, oh, it has so much power. And we always put people, the more money they have, the more we put them on a pedestal. We think, oh, aren't they something? Look, they have all this money. They must be something. Well, they could be toads for all you know. They could be absolutely. Maybe you wouldn't even want them around you. But you think, oh, they must be something. They've got all this money. Don't do that to yourself. Money has no power. Money has no power. You have the power. So use your power. And use your power to bring money into your life. Use your power to bring anything that you want into your life. Know that you can do that, that you're not separated from this thing that we call God. And what does God do? God creates. So if God creates, and God's working in as and through you, and you're not separated from God, therefore you must be able to create also. You must be able to create also. Yes, absolutely. You have to be able to do it. You're not just thrown down here to flip-flop around. You're down here to create your own reality. You're down here on this plane of action to learn to love yourself. To learn to love yourself. So that you can get up every morning and feel good about yourself. When you look in that mirror, you say, oh, my goodness, I'm the greatest person. I'm the greatest person. Instead of looking at me, don't do that. Don't do that. Look in that mirror and look right in your eyes and say, I'm wonderful. I'm deserving, lovable. And I matter. Go right down through it every morning. Till that also sinks in. Can you see how much better your life would be if every moment you liked yourself? That you didn't have all these little doubts about yourself? And that you knew that everybody else liked you too? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Be worthwhile living. Be worthwhile living. And that's what it's about. Make your life worthwhile living. And you do that by loving yourself, by accepting yourself as the magnificent person that you are. As the magnificent person that you are. And each and every one of us is absolutely magnificent. And we have to make ourselves accept that. Make ourselves accept that. And then life takes on a whole different meaning. And your life becomes exciting. And you want to live each moment. You want to live each moment. It's a wonderful opportunity that we have here. We are alive. We are alive. And why we're alive, we have to learn to love ourselves and love everything around us. You'll see all the difference in the world. Never put yourself down. Never put yourself down. Build yourself up. And forget anything that anyone else ever told you, your parents, your teachers, any authority whatsoever, and say, I'm wonderful. I'm magnificent. And learn to know that. You have to do it. I've said 100 times, and I'll say it again 100 times. Life is a do-it-yourself project. You have to do it for yourself. Don't wait around for somebody ever to give you a compliment. Give yourself one. Oh, I did a good job. You know, I pour a cup of coffee. I said, that was, you did marvelous. That was great. Yeah, absolutely. Learn to do that for yourself. I live alone, you see. I can do all this stuff. I can talk to myself all day long. You know, and I do talk to myself all day long. I find myself very interesting. You know. And you know, you don't mind being alone when you like yourself. You just don't like it. You know, it's wonderful. When you like yourself, it's nice to be alone in your own company. So think of those things. But don't, from this day forward, allow your mind or anybody else to tell you that you're less than, that you're not a magnificent human being. Know that. You'll see all the difference in the world. And you want to talk about the law of attraction. You start knowing that you're magnificent, and you'll see what gets attracted to you. Wonderful things will come your way. But very little comes your way when you're sitting around wallowing in self-pity. No, there's no benefit to that whatsoever. If you want to get on the pity pot, get on it for a few seconds and then get off of it. But don't stay on it very long. Pick yourself up. Pick yourself up. And keep going. Just keep going. But know that you're wonderful. You're magnificent. And don't let anybody or your own mind talk you out of that. How many people remember Mary Baker Eddy? Her famous saying, you must argue with your mind like a lawyer in front of the judge, and you must make sure that you win. And you must make sure that you win. And that's what we do. We allow our minds to do us in. We don't win with our minds. Never allow your mind to win. Your mind is not you. You are not your mind. It has no idea who you are. But you know who you are. And somewhere inside of you, you all know that you're wonderful and that you're magnificent. And you've had that little nudge going on. And you've had a hint that that is true. How do I know that? You wouldn't come to this class if you didn't have that going on. You come here so that that little thing can grow and grow and grow inside of you. Because it's always been there. And you have a sense that that is true. And that's why you come here. Because you want to hear that. So keep coming. And keep doing it. But do it for yourself. Do these things this month. And see if your life doesn't change. And remember, when we're all working together, there's power in group thinking. There's power in group thinking. There's not one person in this room that doesn't want the other person to succeed. I want each and every one of you to succeed. Because when you succeed, I succeed. There's no jealousy going on in this room. There's no one saying, well, I think she'll make it, but he won't. We're all going to make it. We're all going to make it. But find that magnificence and let it grow. And know that that's inside of you. And that you came here to this plane of action completely equipped with all these things. But then the world started to take them away from you. Now it's time to take back your power, to take back your magnificence, and learn to love yourself. And that doesn't mean in a conceited, arrogant way. That means to really love yourself, to really know who you are. It works, and it makes you feel so good. Just makes you feel good. Just to sit and love yourself makes you feel absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Remember, the highest form of worship you can give God is to love yourself. The highest form of worship you can give God is to love yourself. Why is that? Because all you are is God, but you are not all that God is. So don't put yourself down. When you put yourself down, you're putting God down. You're putting God down. Learn to love yourself. Okay. Tonight's topic, we'll finally get around to that, is daily bread. And you've heard this so often in your life. Give us this day our daily bread. That is what it's all about, is your daily bread. You see, what the ego mind wants to do, it wants to tell you that you have to prepare for the next day, that you have to prayer for 5 years from now, from 10 years from now. Never said that. Said, give us this day our daily bread. Is there anyone in this room that doesn't have enough bread for this day? If you don't, you see, if you have enough bread for this day, isn't everything all right? Why would you want your mind to tell you, well, I may not have it tomorrow? We don't know about tomorrow, but we know how to live today, and we know how to have daily bread. And this thing called God will give you daily bread. What does that mean? God will always give you ideas and opportunities to get through the day. And then you're through this day, and you work on the next day. All 12-step programs are founded on this idea of daily bread. They put it differently. One day at a time. One day at a time. You see, if you get one day at a time and don't allow your mind to project into the future, you can live without fear. You can live without fear. And we always have enough for the day. And when we start to know that and accept that, then we know that tomorrow is taken care of for us. That tomorrow is taken care of. But we start to get nervous, and we start to say there is not enough. That there is not enough. There is always enough. There is always enough. Always. And haven't you found that in your life? You've gotten this far, so each day must have taken care of itself, or you wouldn't be here. So you do that. You just see your day and be grateful for the day and see all the abundance and prosperity and money that day, not tomorrow and what you need tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. It always takes care of itself. Because when it's tomorrow, it's today. And you always have enough. And you always have daily bread. And that's what this thing called God does. God will always give you your daily bread. Meaning, ideas, opportunities. So that channels open up in your life for money to come to you, for prosperity and abundance to come to you. So live each day and know, say, oh, I have a wonderful income and I can get through this day. And then this day turns to that day. But you only concentrate on the day. When you start to look down the road, everything starts to become overwhelming. And then fear sets in. And you say, oh, how many people in real estate, when you are at a closing and you show them the readout of what they're going to pay over the next 30 years, it's too much for them. Some of them start to cry. It's dumbfounding. It's just dumbfounding. You bought a $1 million home, and now to pay that back, you owe us 7,000 more millions. And it goes on. You've seen them. They print that thing out. It goes on forever. People, I've seen people, they just sit there and cry. It's too overwhelming for them. It's too overwhelming for them. Or to tell somebody, well, you'll have this paid for in 30 years. It sounds awful. It sounds awful. But you can do it one day at a time. And 30 years pass. And you had your daily bread for 30 years. It's the same way. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. But people look at the elephant and they go crazy. They say, oh, I'm overwhelmed. I can't gulp that down. Well, of course you can't gulp it down. But you can take one bite at a time. And lo and behold, you've eaten an elephant. The same way with the money. One at a time, and you can do it. You can do it. So think of that. Do you have your daily bread? Yes. Did you get through the day? Yes. Were you taken care of? Yes. So why are you saying, oh, but I won't have the money at the end of the month to pay the bills? Is that daily? That's over there. If you do it one day at a time, lo and behold, when you get there, the bills will be paid. Why are the bills not paid for some people at the end of the month? Because they say, I can't pay my bills at the end of the month. You're not separated from what you say. You are not separated from what you say. If you say, I can't pay my bills at the end of the month, you're not going to be able to pay them. But if you know that you can do that, you'll do it. But you'll do it one day at a time. Daily bread, daily bread, daily bread. And then you reach the end and you're able to do that. And you're able to do that. Remember my affirmation, all my bills are paid on or before time? When I first started that affirmation, that was not always true. It happens to be true now. But I kept that going till I made it true. And you learn to live at your level of demonstration. But when you make an affirmation, then you must do something about that affirmation. You don't make an affirmation and then do nothing. I made that affirmation and then I started to do things to make that happen. And the first thing I did to make that happen, as soon as the bill came in, I sat down and paid it. I sat down and paid the bill. Yes, and maybe it was $50 and I only had $60 in my checking account. I paid it anyway. Now I only have $10. But it's not the end of the month. And I'm getting through with daily bread. And then the next bill comes in and I think, oh my, how's that? I look at my checkbook and, oh, my goodness. There's the money to pay that bill. I sit down and write that bill. And it goes. But you must do it, and you must build your faith on that, and you'll see it. How many people are writing, God bless and multiply this money quickly on their checks? Yes. Last week, a young girl was here, Kat, who was, you may remember her from over at Candace's. She had a baby. The baby's 4.5 years old, so it's 4.5 years ago. She came up to me after class. You know Kat. She came up to me after class and she said, oh, Dallas, I've been writing that on my check. And she said, I want to tell you, in 4.5 years, Eric and I have never run out of money. We've never run out of money since we started that. And you'd think they would. She not only had that 4.5, then she went ahead and had a daughter. Now she has 2 children. She's never.
Someone went to Texas?
No. They live in somewhere, I don't know. Eric was her husband. He was an actor. You would remember her. Anyway, I started to do that 30 years ago. And I've never run out of money in 30 years. And I've had no income sometimes. But somehow it worked. But I only lived for my daily bread. You can do it much easier that way. Don't project so far down the road. It gets entirely too frightening. It gets entirely too frightening for you. Know that you're being taken care of moment by moment. Moment by moment. This thing that we call God lives in the moment. And all power is in the moment. There's no power here and there's no power there. The only power is ever in the moment. And we take that moment to the next moment. And we take our daily bread to the next day. We move with it. So think of that and use that as your daily bread. And don't get all beside yourself because the end of the month is coming. Don't get beside yourself. Know that your daily bread is going to be there and that the bills are going to be paid and that this thing that we call God is taking care of you. And then move yourself out of the way. Move yourself out of the way and allow this power to do its job. To do its job. You see, we think we have to do it. I don't think that. I know perfectly well I can't do that. So I say, I don't know how to do this, but I know you do, God. So you do it for me. And lo and behold, God does it. God does it. So try it in your own lives. These things work. And you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Because God does not show favorites. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.